I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
Hello.
Emily and Ivory.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. I love that you're sitting here in the evening time having some coffee and chocolate.
Well,
very European. And coffee in like a little tiny cup. Very European of you.
You know, the good people at Earwolf. I mean, look, there is a what looks to be a beer tap, and what is on tap is a cold brew.
True or false, when you pulled the tap, were you hoping for cold brew or were you hoping for beer?
I was curious to see if anything would come out, and then it was a coffee situation. Would I have preferred a beer? Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
I would
have.
Thank you for not lying.
Yes, I would have. But am I delighted with the coffee? I am.
Great.
So, you know, here we are.
Here we are. You know, and today we have an Earwolf darling on as a guest. He is an adult.
Yeah.
He is a man.
Mm.
He is a very funny comedian. His name is John Gabris.
And you know, Em.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know, sometimes I don't. Bring I didn't it. Know John.
No problem.
So I went a-Googling.
Very, very fun times were had, I'm sure.
A real good time. His stand-up is so funny. Mm-hmm. He's got such a warmth to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, like, something about Earwolf, and he literally has been on every single show. I was like, this little slut.
I know.
He has slutted his way through every single Earwolf show.
Well, and what's funny, which he mentioned when I booked him on the show, he was like, oh, this is like the only show I haven't been on and we're friends. Thanks a lot. Which is, it's true and it's funny. But you know what? We rarely have the adults on.
That's right.
And when they do, there needs to be a purpose. And I'm going to tell you, he is on the TV show Younger. Do you watch it?
I watch and I've watched not everything.
Mm-hmm.
But every show I have watched, I have fully enjoyed.
It's so good.
I think I have all of season one under my belt.
Great.
And now I'm realizing who he is on the show, now that you're saying that.
Yes.
I didn't put that together because I watched him. I Googled like some stand-up and I didn't like click right. that in, but he's the roommate.
Yep.
Okay.
Josh's roommate.
So, yeah, no, I think that show is like, it's such an OMFG.
It's our soul sister.
It's our soul sister.
Yeah. We strive to be a Sutton Foster living our life.
Yeah.
With our hair down, long and proud.
I feel like we could benefit from her, like her in the field experience of being
correct.
Pretending to be a youth as a 40-year-old woman.
Correct.
And she could benefit from our sussing out and gathering
our
intel,
knowledge,
our knowledge.
I mean, our brains are chock full with things she needs.
Exactly. Together, what we could not do.
So, girl, your character, Sutton Foster, get at us.
Hey.
We have things for you.
We are
it's
OMFG at OMFG Pod.
great. Follow us there.
I am excited for this episode, Em.
Let's bring him in.
Okay.
OMFG.
Okay, so brilliant comedian, improviser. You've probably seen him on Guy Code. You've probably heard him on every single Earwolf podcast except for this one. and he's also the host of his own podcast, High and Mighty. He is an awesome actor on the hit show Younger, which we love. And his name is John Gabris, and he's here.
Oh, my gosh.
Get those tits out, everyone. This is amazing.
You just told me to put my tits away.
Oh, sorry. Bring them back out.
All right, fair. Oh, I see why you're waiting for the reveal.
Yeah.
The tits reveal. If only this was streaming on some sort of service, we could see six tits. Yeah. Thank you for having me, guys.
Welcome so much.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys around. Hearing all my credits together is so exciting.
How did it feel?
It felt good. I'm surprised you didn't shout out MTV's The Substitute, which is where we met.
That's where we met. We worked on a TV show together where Gabrus was the host.
It was Cash Cab in a high school classroom.
Yes, and it was so good.
Wait, except I need more. I don't have that reference.
I would come in and say, your real teacher is sick. I was a fake teacher.
Okay.
And then I would reveal that they were actually on a game show. It was like a hidden camera classroom.
And you were a sub.
I was a fake sub.
Okay.
And then we would call them up and ask them like academic/pop culture questions.
And then the whole thing was they would win money. So at the end of the show, it was like either like... it was the kid who had answered all the correct questions or the kid the class nominated. So they would go head to head. And if the kid that the class nominated won, they all split the money.
Okay.
It was kind of nice.
The People's Champ, I believe we were calling them. Yeah.
That's really fun.
And what made it so good is Gabrus has this amazing knack to make fun of someone without being mean.
Mm.
You're not the first person who's told me that.
It's so true.
I think it's because if you look at me... you're just like, that's like the ultimate umbrella of just, I'm like, look at this shithead. Everyone's like, look at that fucking, like, this guy's 6'2", 320 pounds and dresses like an 11-year-old. I am currently wearing a backwards flower hat, pink short shorts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh my God, what do they have on them?
Little hula girls.
That's right.
Also,
that's
if anyone watched the Improv for Humans live stream yesterday, these are the same shorts 2 days in a row. You don't know when this comes out?
No. That's okay, but
right. I mean, I don't know when this comes out. You know when this comes out.
Yeah, no,
it's a real mystery.
We don't know what we're doing. The engineers do everything. We can't get to the website. We live in North Korea.
I do like, though. I mean, it is sort of like a Martha's Vineyard look that you have going on.
I do. I feel a little summery right now.
If I were to place you anywhere, that's where I'd put you.
A real breezy vibe.
Yeah.
Or Montauk, to keep it on Long Island.
Sure.
Hey.
I'm legitimately flirting at this point. Just let me back it down a little.
he did just wink at
and,
Deanna.
And did like a gun finger.
I do flirt like an 80s sitcom star also. Buddy Lembeck. Hey.
How old are you? Can I ask how old you are?
Yes, of course. I'm pretty open with that. I'm 34 years old.
Ooh. Okay. So I don't know if it even is. I think it's Sprats on the Water, since I know that you are from Long Island.
I think one of my college roommates was married at Sprats.
No. Oh, God.
The horror on her face.
I'm pretty sure he was married at someplace on the water.
I think it was Sprats. Sprats on the Water from Long Island. It was like the ultimate Long Island.
Is it like a shitty little crab shack, like kind of thing with a picnic table around it?
No, it's like, it was just the experience of Long Island for me in high school. It was the first place I kissed someone.
Mm-hmm.
Greasy, Long Island iced teas, lots of lights. It's
town?
On like Long Beach Road, when you're going down to the beach.
Long Beach.
In LB.
I would say it's probably considered Long Beach or maybe on its way to Long Beach.
Right. I also have gone to those Long Beach bars, but only once I was absolutely wasted, either in my hometown of Belmore or in Rockville, the RVC.
Yeah.
After going to Churchill's for a lobster dinner or some Croxley's Ale House for 10-cent wings on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Is this speaking to your heart now, Deanna?
You know, it is. And I will say Rockville Center, where I grew up, it went from like a nice town, you know, but then all of a sudden it was like a hot spot where people would all go to, like everyone comes to Rockville Center.
There's like,
it's so weird.
There's like a good strip of bars and a Long Island Railroad station. So if you live in Babylon, you can get to Rockville Center, you know, anywhere. Yeah. I've done this 1,000 times on Earwolf Podcasts, but if you live in Belmore, Merrick, Wantagh, Seaford, Massapequa Park,
Emilyville, Copaig, Lindenhurst,
and Babylon.
I've been on that train, though.
Yeah.
I know that. I've been there.
It's important.
That sounds familiar.
You know what, guys? When I was home, I've been doing the journey of going through all our VHS tapes and converting them to digital.
Amazing.
It's been a real journey. And my sister, who's 5 years younger than me, I was watching her time capsule video with her girlfriends. It made me laugh so hard that these 13-year-old girls, their favorite movie, just throw it out there. Three of them said it.
Titanic.
Beverly, Troop Beverly Hills.
Schindler's List.
Whoa.
What?
13-year-old girls.
That's not.
3 out of the 5 said Schindler's List.
Well, that makes sense if one says it. The other two are like, well, I'm not differing.
I think because she shot them at different times. This was legit.
Whoa.
Yeah, this was legit. Favorite actress?
Demi Moore.
The little girl in the color in the red dress.
Every one of them said that. Gina Davis.
Okay. Oh, League of Their Own.
Yeah. That was a good time.
Long Kiss Goodnight. Maybe they like archery.
But I mean,
those are very specific. That's weird for 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
That's
it felt like a very old
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List?
That's off-brand for our 13-year-olds.
Yeah, it just felt heavy.
Oh, also, really Schindler's List shouldn't be anyone's favorite movie.
No. I had to go see it in Hebrew school, like, at 13. You know what I mean? Like, but why are they, like...
I mean, I remember being pretty blown away by it. I think it was the first important movie. That's,
right.
like, what it felt
also,
like.
Also, it's a good way to sound smart. Like,
yeah.
I think around the early 2000s, Fight Club did that for dudes.
Oh.
Where you could be like, I like the film
That's
Fight Club,
true.
Made it sound like you were into movies, but
and
you
like
still
art.
Could just watch Brad Pitt punch people.
Right.
Yeah, and it makes you sound artsy. So I think if you're a 13-year-old, you're like, my favorite movie is Schindler's List. Because I think if you asked me when I was 13, I would have said Clockwork Orange for pretty much the same reason.
Right, the same reason.
Oh my God, good call.
Yeah.
I was thinking of like some fun words that I wish were back right now. I don't know if we could talk about them. Just like we learn a lot of lingo from the youths. That's
yes.
what we spend our time doing.
It's
you know?
A very good use of everyone's time.
Right, that's
pretty good, actually. I love it.
What we're filling our days with here, Emily and I.
Feels
we are
purposeful.
Big Urban Dictionary readers.
No, see, that's where we really like where our standards are so high because we don't look at the dictionary.
Oh, okay. You only hear it from the
people.
Unless
the Shetland
we feel like
ponies
someone's
mouth.
Lying to us and then we're like, we're going to double
oh, you
check
should fact
that.
Check if some kid's like, yeah, fleek is another word for vagina.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have an eyebrow on my vagina. That would be
exactly.
Which we do.
Smart. A vertical eyebrow.
It's healthier. I just want to throw, maybe you guys have some words. Did you say, and this may be Long Island, did you ever call people herbs?
Yes.
Does anyone call anyone a herb anymore?
Not anymore. I called someone a herb over text like days ago.
How did it go?
It was fine. I think there was some tri-state area. It was like a Philly guy and a New York guy that we were all, a Long Island dude that we're all on a text together.
Can you put it in a sentence, maybe?
It doesn't translate for me.
It does. You don't have it.
No, I don't have it.
I don't have it. Like a couple of herbs just walked in or like, look at this herb over here. It's like a nerd. It's like a loser. It's more like a dirtbag loser, I think, would be the
That's so
herb.
Funny. I have an Uncle Herb, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I don't even think of Herb the dude and like a herb as even the same word.
Yeah.
You know?
Funny.
Like, I was getting onto the flight back to LA yesterday, and my husband was like, let's let all those herbs in, and then we'll go. And I was like, I have not heard herb in like a really long
That's
time.
That's so funny. I called a girl. While we're just saying, I called a girl Mint the other day.
Nice.
I was like, oh, she's Mint.
I like
And they
that.
Were like, my friends were like, Mint? I haven't heard that since
That's
like the
That's
late
a good
90s.
One.
People still say Diesel, right?
Never. Of never
like,
said
she's,
that.
He's Diesel. That dude's
no.
ripped. He's fuck. He's cock
oh,
Diesel.
Okay.
You never say that?
Cock Diesel. I use it all the time. I'm like, Dad.
Dad, you're looking cock Diesel.
Yeah.
Are you on paleo?
You are glowed up, you cock Diesel.
Someone's looking brolic. Get over here, you cock Diesel motherfucker.
Yeah, cock Diesel feels harder to slip in to a sentence and a moment.
Right?
You know, I don't know that I could just work my way through that.
I guess this is how you know I'm from Long Island. I have like 1,000 different words for describing someone who's muscular.
Okay. Like,
yoked up,
yoked.
Brolic, diesel,
yeah.
cock D's, shredded, ripped. Yeah, buff.
I feel like we're eating tacos.
I love it.
Carnitas, pico de gallo.
Chorizo.
It's just devolving like yogurt. We used to say like if somebody hooked up with someone, the question would be like, did you get over on her?
Oh,
get over?
No, we never said that.
I think that's like my year. Do you know? I've never heard it anywhere else, but like.
It sounds unconsensual.
It does sound.
It has a real, did you trick her into getting fingered
get
or
over
whatever?
On her.
But girls would say it too. Like, did you get over last night? Like, girls would say it too.
Hooked up was the big one, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's like so, it's really funny to say now.
Is it?
Like, as like an adult, like to be a married adult and say,
oh, yeah.
Because I said something, I was like, yeah, my wife and I used to be best friends till we started hooking up. And then everyone was like, what? And I was like, you don't really hook up with your wife.
Yeah. Cute, yeah.
Just a little under the shirt, over the bra. USOB. We had bases. Was bases big with you guys?
Sure. I feel like kids still have faces, Emily? Have we ever asked that question?
We've never asked.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
If kids still do bases. And did you have like specific delineations? Like, you know, like sloppy second was mouth on boob, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's go through it now that we're here.
Mission accomplished.
Kiss, make out was all just first.
Yeah.
Tongue first.
Yeah.
Second was up the shirt.
Under the bra. Like, I think skin on skin.
Yeah.
And then sloppy second was mouth.
Okay, great.
On boobs. Sloppy denotated mouth, like oral. So like, you can get to third, which is fingering or jerking off, but sloppy third was a blowjob or cunnilingus.
Okay.
And then fourth was just P to the V.
Yeah.
All the way in.
Yeah.
Just
and then walk off Homer was butt sex. No, I don't know.
I was like, we didn't have that.
We didn't have that. I mean, we had it, like we talked about, like it could ever happen in high school.
Right? We did not have that.
You did not?
Oh, no.
You didn't have a butthole until you were like 24.
Exactly.
See, Emily says
mine
it
still
all
doesn't work.
Charmingly, but her school, they were like all crunchy and dirty.
Where you're from? Not dirty. Outside Massachusetts, right?
Michigan,
even worse.
Gross.
She was giving hand jobs at 7th grade.
Oh, I got my first hand job in 7th grade and didn't come, and then she told everybody.
That's cruel.
Yeah, it was real cruel. And then my friend's older brother called me jerk off boy.
Because
I said, when it got out, I was like at a party, a sleepover / party sort of thing at my friend John's house. And everyone was like, yeah, Gabrus, she was telling everyone that you didn't come. I'm going to keep saying she just for the sake of,
yes,
for Jen's sake.
Oh, ding, 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 ding,
Mrs. I just say her last name.
Shout out her husband.
Jen was like, yeah, and Jen said you didn't come. I was like, that's because how am I supposed to come? Like, I jerk off 4 times a day, and I'm a master of it. And she's like rodeo gripping me through my rusty
Nobody
corduroy
likes
shorts.
Nobody likes a hand job.
I think there's a charm to hand jobs again.
Oh, they're coming back? Is this a retro move?
Well, the answer is just, when's the last time you got a hand job?
Right.
Okay.
And it's like sort of like a throwback move. And it's a new sexual position in a way with your loved one. If you've been together for over a decade— It's like we haven't, you know, there's some light J-O-ing pre-sex usually, you know, just
get it
to the right place.
For me, that's like is it hard?
Yeah.
I'm going to test the water.
Yeah, for me,
checking
it's like
the temperature.
Yeah, are we taking these pants off? Or do you need like another couple of minutes of grinding and making out because you're old and stoned now and fat?
Exactly.
This is very specific at this point.
Yeah. This is not everyone. Oh, no. Okay.
You're not all old and stoned and fat? Just a little, some here, some there. But there's something about the hand job that's like, it feels like a throwback move.
Again.
Like it's like fucking
like a cassette.
Yeah, or like fucking in your parents' house.
Okay.
Yeah. Like in your 30s having sex when one of your parents is like asleep upstairs or something like that.
And you're like, shh.
Yeah,
and
quiet.
You're giggling.
Yeah.
And it's creaking.
And you're just like putting a fucking pillow over her face, like, shut up. Hello? Oh God. 911? Mom! I was fucking her downstairs and now she's dead. This backfired.
I love you, Tiffany. This is Tiffany.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about my wife.
She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I'm funny, so that's my
name. Real cute.
Oh, thank you.
You are.
But I know. I already know you. I get it. It's like you have to go with I'm funny, but you know you're cute anyway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, okay. There we go.
I mean, according to every bear on Tumblr, I'm a real hunk.
You know, I was on your website, and I saw a lot of those comments that you reply to from your Tumblr, and I was like, oh, my, he really is a fan favorite with the gays.
Yeah. I'm like a bear, but I don't have any body hair, so I'm a very unique.
You're an otter bear.
Yeah, there's something about me. Like, I'm a giant that's hairy, but I have no body hair.
Hmm.
I like that.
Confusing.
Yeah.
And I put out some serious, you know, 4 on the Kinsey scale vibes, I think.
I don't know.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Does he come off as gay, straight, bisexual to you? Just gut feeling. I know. We shouldn't ever, but.
Yeah.
No, judge books by their cover.
No.
That's what covers are for.
Straight. I wouldn't even think anything else. Yeah.
I wouldn't give you a 4.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Who knows? Is that a whatever compliment? That means. Yeah. It's never occurred to me.
Should we take a break and come back and talk about like younger?
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll learn things and we have to regroup. This has all been very exciting.
My heart's racing.
It's a little too exciting.
I have to go
tuck my dick into my waistband and continue this conversation.
Great. We'll be right back.
OMFG!
Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm.
It's like the Netflix for podcasts.
With Howl Premium, you get exclusive access to more than 120 hours of original miniseries and audio documentaries, plus dozens of comedy albums.
New episodes and albums are released every week.
All the archives of WTF with Marc Maron and all Earwolf and Wolfpop shows. Get access to all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for only $4.99 a month.
And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial.
To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout. That's howl.fm and use promo code OMFG for a 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
OMFG!
Well, we're back.
We're back with John Gabris.
That was a good break.
Oof.
It was a real break.
Look,
you know?
There may or may not have been hand jobs.
Yeah.
Discussed.
Right.
Discussed.
We did demonstrations of the rodeo grip, original grip, the pool cue grip.
Anyway, okay. Younger. Let's, did you have to prepare for this role?
The role where I play a character named Gabe sounds a lot like my last name.
It does. And you were the roommate of Liza's love interest.
Yes.
That right?
Okay. Of Josh.
Josh.
Who is Nico Torta. I couldn't think of his character's name.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's Nico's character, that fine ass hunk.
He is a hunk.
He is.
He's cute.
He's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But like, not.
Here's where the four comes in.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
I'm seeing it creeping.
I am a human emoji now. And who in, I think I appeared in between seasons one and two. I think I'm in like 8 or 9 episodes total. In 5 of them, I'm vaping. In
right.
6 of them, I'm playing video games. And in 3 of them, 2 of them, there's a reference to me destroying the toilet in some capacity.
You're in a pink robe in one of them.
Yes, and I'm in a pink robe in throwing some shade at Sutton Foster.
You sure were.
That's
yeah.
right.
Bam.
Because it was a cute angle in season 2 that I was defensive of Josh. I thought that was a fun. That gave my character something more than just vaping, going, bro, you can't have a cougar come around here. That's not what my character's voice is. I don't know why I did that.
It felt right, though.
It felt right.
Can you explain the show to us? To the those, Emily and I are both fans, but maybe to those who haven't seen it, where they can find it and what the premise is.
Younger is a TV Land show. I believe seasons 1 and 2 might be on Hulu. And it's a show about a woman who gets divorced in her 40s and in her early 40s, maybe 40 to be exact. So, and Sutton Foster decides that it's going to be hard to start over in her career. Like, no one's going to hire a 40-year-old woman. So she pretends to be someone. And like the pilot is like, oh, I thought you were blind, you know. And she does look young. She
looks great.
So she pretends to be 27 to get a job in publishing as an assistant to Miriam Shore, where she meets her friend, her BFF, played by the Duffster.
Hill Duff,
yes.
Her body be banging.
Hillary Duff?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's confirmed.
She is. I'm not in any scenes with her, but I do watch it all. Actually, I only shot one scene where I wasn't in the apartment set.
That's
and
funny.
And it was like a split second anyway that I ended up being in the episode at that point. I shot a movie with her and we were in hair and makeup at the same time.
And
yeah. So nice, so pretty.
Thick?
Yeah.
She's very pretty.
This was about 4 years ago at this point, so I'm trying to remember. Also, for me, it's very hard to determine if a woman is thick. Because everyone is way smaller than me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm always like my wife's like, I feel like I'm getting fat. I'm like, it's a drop in the butt. I have no idea. Right. Look at me.
Like, you can still just like pick her up, twirl her around.
You're still super tight. Oh, I didn't notice you can't wear those jean shorts that you love so much. Yeah. Like, that didn't register. And then I... me and my wife were like, we should watch this show. I'm like, I don't want to watch this show. She's like, it's funny. You're on it. Let's watch it. And we started watching it. And then I became
so a good.
Fan
it's
of Younger.
So it's so good.
And because the thing I haven't said yet, I guess, is that it's a Darren Star show, which yeah. is, the, and I
Sex
fucking
the
love
City,
Sex
dude.
In the City. And it is, there's some New York porn. It's more like Brooklyn porn now. And it's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
and it's, there's a great, everyone wears great outfits for their character, for their specific characters.
Yeah.
It's really, it's so, and it's so Darren Star. It's so like sassy, like girls doing their thing. And I love it. So, and I was a
really
huge SATC fan. Huge.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Duh.
Yeah. I feel like if somebody is listening to our show right now, if they are a fan of OMFG, they will love Younger because
yes.
it's dealing with the millennial world. And moving through it, because the main character, she's pretending she's young, but she doesn't know what's going on. And she says old things, but she has to seem
hip. She doesn't understand texting or social media.
She
she's learning it all.
She has a lot to learn.
Yes.
A lot to learn.
And we learn with her.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of the show.
Yeah, you guys are like spiritual sisters in a way
yeah.
to that show. If you're a fan of OMFG, you should definitely watch Younger.
It's like, if you yeah. like Giorgio, you'll love. I learned coke dick. From your show, which I had never heard before.
I learned coke dick the
hard
way. Is that
what
it was called?
The soft
way. Yes,
coke poke. Of it or coke,
what
did I say?
Coke poke.
Coke poke, that's better.
Yeah.
Coke poke, that's what I learned.
Yeah, coke poke is coke dick, which similar right. to whiskey dick. It's all the same stuff, right?
Yeah, it doesn't work
yeah,
so well.
It's not great.
There is like that curve. I don't know much about cocaine because when you're my size after being a huge fan of every fat comedian, you stay away from coke if you've learned anything
that's
by
fair.
Now.
That's
it's the
fair.
One box I don't have to check on heart disease risk is
yeah.
cocaine.
Doesn't work.
Not a good combination. But I know like with whiskey dick, there is like that, there's a weird curve because there's a sweet spot where it helps you.
Okay.
Where you can still get fully hard, but you can last a little longer.
So that's what happens. Men think, like, I'm going to get to the good spot, and then they take it too far.
And they go a little too far.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You also, you know, like, you know, knock down a couple of barriers once you and your partner have had a couple of drinks. But then there's that moment where you're like, ooh, I'm a little buzzed, and I think I'm going to gain, you know, another couple of minutes, which sometimes is the make or break.
That's what you need.
Minutes, yeah.
With the ladies.
Have you ever fallen victim to like a whiskey dick?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, boy.
It's so humiliating for both parties because you have to say like,
life.
You have to say, stop, a story of my life. I've been married to an alcoholic for years.
Actually, he's sober, but still, snort. No, I'm just kidding.
you have to say like, it's okay. Just stop. It's not. No. Like, come on. I can get this to work. You're like, I promise you. Like, I just feel bad. You know,
yeah.
it's like trying to finish a CrossFit workout or something. You're like, just drop the weights.
Throw
call.
In
yeah,
the
yeah.
towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For both of our sakes. I don't. You know, I appreciate the effort, but
right.
it's not going to happen. And it's again. And then it's not you. I swear to God. It's just I'm drunk, and you know, it doesn't
always
work.
Awkward.
Yeah. I'm in my 30s now.
I mean, has that happened to you where it's not working?
I had a time with one guy where we had that like issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just someone I was hooking up with and getting over on. And
Not a thing, everyone. She made it up.
I don't believe I've ever had a whiskey a dick.
A dick.
I don't think so.
Whiskey dick when you use, back when you, I'm saying back when you used to use condoms.
Right.
Youth, listening to this, if you are, please use condoms.
Please.
But when I used to use condoms, that was the hardest, was like, you'd be like so ready and then you're like, hold on, and you gotta take like, open the package, get, and then as you're like putting it on, you're like, no, please.
And it's just like,
it's like you work so hard to have that moment happen.
Right.
As a dude, I have to imagine. Many times. You know, it's like...
When you're younger, it's less work, but yes.
But a lot has to line up, right? To
right.
get... Or maybe not. Maybe you got it like that. I don't know. But it feels like things have to line up in order for sex to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yes. In order to get to that point. Yes.
Yeah. You know, you've put in
the
some
erection's
work.
The easy part when you're young. It's getting
right.
someone else to be in the same room as that
I
erection.
Mean.
That's
like,
the hard part.
Getting
yeah.
that moment
yeah.
to happen
oh,
is
it's so difficult.
A lot. And they here we are.
And here we are, and I'm fumbling with this fucking package, and you want me to try to put spermicidal lubricant on because it's the late 90s and health class has confused us?
Oh, man.
I put it on inside out first, so we have to throw it out? Okay.
Oh, condoms. Just the worst things in the world.
That's the best part about getting married.
Everyone get married.
Get married, throw your condoms in the garbage, and come in a pair of Salvatore Ferragamos in the corner of the room. Wait, is that again super specific?
What?
Whoops. Yeah.
Wait, she has Ferragamos?
Yeah, they're vintage.
I'm going shopping with her.
You don't want to borrow them.
No, I don't. So, has there been a time where you have felt old, even though you're not old?
Now, do you mean physically old or like socially old?
Socially old.
Yeah, because physically old is anytime I have to sit down and then get right back up. When I'm like, oh, I just sat down. Like when I'm shopping with my wife and I'm like, ugh. And she's like, we're moving on to the next story. You're like, ugh.
Social Ferragamos here. We're out.
Moving on. Oh, man. What am I going to come in? Socially old, I feel that regularly because of my career. Because I do a lot of work for MTV and MTV2.
Yes, you do.
And like shows like Guy Code, and I'm just like wild and out. And it's one part to feel old, and then it's one part to feel old and white. Like those are two, like that's a good combination of just like
1-2 punch.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, I am. So like being 34 and married and trying to talk honestly about ghosting or friend zone or shit like that.
Right.
That's when I feel like, I'm like, I feel so, I don't even want to have this conversation. Yeah. And I'm being paid. Albeit not great, it's MTV, but I'm being paid to talk about it and I don't want to do it. And I'm just like, can we move on? Can we talk about, you know, like tasting menus? Can we talk about nice pinots?
What is, and I hate, I'm so sorry, Emily, to embarrass you in front of your friend as I ask this question. Okay. What is wilding out?
Oh, wilding out is a...
Wilding out.
Wild, not an apostrophe... out.
We're not wilding, which is what I thought we would be doing.
We are.
Okay.
But it's spelled like wild and out.
Wild and out.
Yeah. And it's a Nick Cannon hosted sort of hip hop improv show.
Okay.
That's it's on TV. I have no idea why I'm a part of it, but I really enjoy the job and I've done it now. I think this past season was my second time doing it, or my third time, maybe. I forget. But it's a blast.
So you just go and you're just with the guys.
I'm with a group of 20-something black battle rappers. I am.
Say what?
They're all super fashionable and young and hip and cool and from Atlanta or Charlotte, from all over America. And then it's like, I'm twice the size of any. I'm just this big fat. I'm token. I'm hired for token reasons. I am a bit of an MTV2 name because of Guy Code and other shows, so that's like kind of how I got in.
And
but also
you're a
improv,
crazy improviser.
Yeah, improv is like my background, so it's sort of a good combination. While I cannot sing or rap or dance, I feel like some people like that about me
on
the show.
What are you doing?
They play like improv games with, you know, just like classic silly improv games, but with like more of a hip hop bent. Like every episode ends with and it's competitive. There's like Nick Cannon's the captain of one team, and then like a celebrity guest is the captain of the other team, like Kevin Hart or Shaq or Snoop Dogg or Tyga.
But
or
never a white person.
Sometimes there's like Asher Roth did it, Pete Wentz did it, Iggy Azalea. I'm not sure what her race is. I feel terrible saying that.
I love that. Because not because you didn't see her.
Right, I saw her.
You saw her, you don't know.
I'm pretty sure she's white, but she's from Australia.
Now, this may be the best thing I've ever heard on this show. Like, you saw Iggy, and you were, like, unclear.
Well, it was like, it's a weird jump for me to guess. Like, I'm assuming she's
white. Give me what else she might be.
She might be biracial or... Okay. And I'm not sure what the right word is for Australians, but maybe indigenous. Like she might, you know, because it's like, I think Aboriginal, you're not supposed to say anymore.
No idea. I have no idea.
Well, we should be talking to some Australian millennials. That's why I feel like I might be walking into some Slate article trap. That's why I'm like making sure.
Maybe you are. Yeah. I don't know. Like, what the fuck is she? She's white as the driven snow in terms of what I can see with my eyes. But who the hell knows?
Yeah.
Emily, please find out.
I'm assuming she's white and Australian, right?
I don't know if Wikipedia is going to be like white. You know,
that's a very specific website. Then maybe you don't want to search a website that tells you what race right. celebrities are.
Yeah,
maybe you'll be on a watch list if you, log in.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, and so then every episode ends with like a battle rap where you, a wild style, if you will, where you freestyle rap about each other and sort of like snap on each other and stuff. Yeah. Snaps?
Snaps.
Dude, that's something I haven't said in a while. Or even, oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Because now it means something so different.
What does it mean now?
Snapchat.
Like Snapchat.
Oh, right. No. Oh, like to snap hard on someone is like when you really.
Oh, snap.
That's like a great feeling.
Yeah, if you're snapping on. Another time I felt old is when I signed up for Snapchat because I was the only person on Guy Code versus Girl Code who didn't have Snapchat. And when I logged on. I was like, oh my God, this is so, there's so
it's
much
hard.
Stuff. And I play video games. So I'm used to like a lot of shit, a heads up
happening.
Display. And I was just like, huh? And they're like, unlock filters. I'm like, what? Why do I need a cat? And I'm like, and then I'm like looking at friends' Snapchats. And I'm like, this isn't for me.
No.
If I was single, I think I'd be on that bad boy. But otherwise, no.
It's not intuitive. I'm glad you said that because it's like, I don't play video games, but I was like fumbling. I'm fumbling on the app.
It is made to keep us out.
Yeah, there is like a buy-in that you have to like do. You have to have like your kid explain it to you.
You have to at least like go at it. You have to because your instinct when you go on it is like this. It doesn't work. I don't like it. I can't figure it out. And you have to breathe through it a lot and sort of. You know,
and it's not like Twitter, Instagram, where you can just like see other people's stuff immediately, and where you're like, "Oh, this is how you do it." It's like I have to like track these people down by guessing their names,
it's
and
the
then
worst.
Snap
and
then, codes,
yeah, and finding their snap codes.
What is your name?
Snap Gabris.
Snap Gabris.
Yeah, is one word.
That's
I don't know
cute.
If that even matters if their spaces or underscores count.
Everyone follow him on Snapchat.
I recently had a episode of my podcast about youth culture, and I had young comedians. Brandon
Wardell.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, so, and that just came out today.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So I listened because I was
you're a better
like,
person than I am.
Brandon was our first guest.
Oh, it makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and you said on the podcast that you were looking at his Twitter and were totally confused, which I have had that experience several times.
Yes.
Sure.
So that brings us to our next game.
Is this
not that we've played any. Can you explain some of Wardell's tweets to us?
Sure.
Okay, here comes one.
This is like a reply all, yes, yes, no, but like
totally.
Childed down.
Teen Party 2 is tomorrow night, and I'm already sorry for how many times I'm going to yell, dicks out
for
Harambe into the mic. What is Harambe?
Okay, so.
And that's all over his Twitter.
So Teen Party Volume 2. Teen Party is like his party that he hosts at Los Globos.
Sure.
Meaning, hold on, a live party?
He DJs it and has like millennial celebrities. Like his next one has Creation and Heems from Des Racist and like exactly.
Okay.
Flying
Heems,
over
Heems, I mean, is Heems
Creation
a herb?
I got.
Creation, who Creation.
Heard of Creation.
Is she a young female rapper?
DJ?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, or DJ or hip-hopper.
Hip-hopper.
And Harambe is the gorilla that was killed.
Oh, stop
oh.
it. Wait, read it again with that knowledge now, Em.
Teen Party 2 is tomorrow night, and I'm already sorry for how many times I'm going to yell dicks out for Harambe into the mic.
He's so stupid. That's
his thing is he like finds a funny phrase.
Yeah.
Like pussy is my Pilates is another one you'll see a lot on his. And he finds these fun phrases that he likes, and he overdoes them.
Yeah.
But that is sort of like the way – you need to repeat things like 1,000 times for like fans to get them in their head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it is like interesting because that works. If you look at his recent tweets, he had Danny Trejo say, dick out for Harambe.
I saw that and I was like, I don't know what Harambe is.
I thought Harambe was a character that Danny Trejo must have played. And I was like, let's get our dicks out.
Yeah.
You know?
Support Danny Trejo
all day.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the gorilla that was shot in the...
By the way, that shit is catchy. It's making me laugh. Dicks out for Harambe is so stupid, and I mean that with
love and respect.
And the best part about Brandon is that he knows how stupid that is. He just thinks it's so funny. It's like, in support of a dead gorilla, pull your
dick out.
Okay, here comes another one. My friend hit me like WYD,
quotes,
I'm like, want to get lunch? Then man goes, I'm at work. This isn't a long distance relationship. What the fuck? Do you know what WYD?
I got this one.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, you got it.
No, you
got
can
it.
Get it.
No, no, I want you. You're, yeah. You're a guest.
WYD is what you doing.
Got it. Okay.
So he's saying, what you doing?
And he's like, want to get lunch?
And he goes, I can't, I'm at work. So it's like, in a long-distance relationship, you'd go like, you'd have a
chat relationship. Yeah. Oh,
But if someone asks you what you're doing as an adult, if you're not in a relationship,
like, let's hang out.
Yeah, I'm free right now. Let's do something.
Right, like, don't be the guy asking what you're doing when you can't do something in that moment.
Right, that's silly. If you've been just texting, what you doing, can't hang out.
But WYD is also, you could say, like, to defend this strange person, the other person in Brandon's tweet, to defend them, it's like, that's like saying what's up, and then you going like, the sky, like, you know, what you doing could just be what's up, like, hey man, you know,
it's kind of,
like, let's not be so literal.
Yeah,
Brandon.
Let's not be so literally about what exactly, but like,
it doesn't have to be an action.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I feel better. I feel better. I think we covered some ground.
You're learning?
Oh, don't stop now.
Oh, there's one more.
Okay. I was like, oh my God, I need one.
Okay. I'm drinking cold brew in wearing slides. And then it has the emoji, like the surf, hang loose.
I love you. Is there a point?
This.
So that's devil horns. That's like, you know.
Oh, three devil horns.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Your Kirkland signature ass MCM is drinking iced coffee and wearing flip-flops. Cry emoji, laughing, cry emoji, crying.
Yeah. So this was actually...
I love this. He's got all
you
this.
You know
this
it.
Is when he came
you
to my house.
You are wild enough.
Oh.
This is when he came to record at my house. He brought me a cold brew and was wearing slides. And Drake socks, for what it's worth.
Always.
God bless.
So drinking cold brew and wearing slides. So
that's you?
That's him.
Oh, okay.
So slides are classically like
those Adidas.
Those Adidas flip-flops that you wear with socks that are tacky but like funny in a weird and comfy and like.
They're so comfy.
And so that's what the Kirkland signature MCM means.
What's MCM?
So Man Crush Monday.
Okay.
So there's like a thing on the internet where you say like Man Crush Monday or Women Crush Wednesday. You hashtag that on Instagram. But then there became a meme of like, your MCM works nights at Taco Bell. So it's sort of like a dig to say guy you have a crush on is garbage, or like, so it became like a running gag on Twitter, like a meme of like, your WCW gets her toes, you know, needs to get her toes done.
This is some next level shit. Like, I know Woman Crush Wednesday and Man Crush Monday, but like, I didn't know next level like slams that were involved.
Because of my career, I follow a bunch of young and black or urban comedians are, you know, like just
or
plugged in.
Aborigines.
I follow a lot of Pacific Islanders and some American Samoans. I follow a bunch of like young hip people or older people whose job is to be hip and young and in the. So I learn, like, I see these. And also, anything that's comedic, I'm like, feel the need to like figure out why people like it. So I broke down all these memes. Like, I've been like trying
that's
to learn
good.
Them. And Kirkland signature ass is like, you're a Costco shopping motherfucker. You know, like, so a guy who wears slides and shops at Kirkland is just like, I think that's like
basic
for men.
Like a basic dude.
A basic boy.
This felt good.
That felt really, really, cleared up really, a lot. Really good.
God, your knowledge.
Yeah.
We are impressed. I take my hat off to you, sir.
If it's meme questions, come at me. I spend a lot of time stoned fucking around on social media.
Yeah. I have one for you because we had our girl, who was on that she gave us that
Amina?
It's a frog. It was Allie Makovsky.
Okay.
Her coworker, when she said, what should I bring to OMFG? He was like, there's a meme, this guy, this frog on a unicycle.
Here come that boy.
Yeah, here come that boy. Frog on a unicycle. Oh shit, what up? Anything, John?
I think that is just the origin story of that is like, that's just funny. Like, that's just silly and funny, right?
I mean, the guy who, Kid Omega, what's up? He told us that this is, he said, ha, that meme Allie's coworker mentioned is a real thing, dat boy. So I guess the frog on a unicycle is dat boy. And apparently this falls under the category of a dank meme.
Oh, it's a dank meme, all right.
What does that mean?
I think dank is a compliment to a meme. Like, I just search dank memes all the time. It's like a good meme, like a funny
tight meme.
Yeah.
What are some other categories of memes?
I don't know other categories of memes. Okay, I think it's just like
only dank meme.
Dank, or I think you're a dank meme, you're a shit meme, or you're just a plain old down the middle of the road meme.
Huh. Yeah. Okay.
TFW, you're reading dank memes with your boys.
Okay, that's like hard to unpack. Like, are you struggling?
No, I'm in. I've got the dank memes.
Girl, I love when you get it.
I got it.
She got
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Good.
It's like fucking avocado toast.
That's
I love
right.
It.
She got it.
Okay, well, so we have to wrap up.
Where is your podcast and what's it called again?
It's called High and Mighty, and it's on iTunes. It's on the HeadGum Network, but you can just search it on iTunes, High and Mighty.
And what do we get over there at High and Mighty?
Their topics are all over the place. I sort of have a friend or someone I'm interested in, and we find something we have in common ahead of time and discuss it.
Oh, fun.
But some of them are like, I've done some movie episodes, I've done some Power Hour episodes, I've done a bunch of food episodes. It's the most self, as podcasts already are the most self-serving yeah. art, I've like taken one step further where I'm just like, I want to have two friends over to explain Judaism to me. You
yeah.
know, and then I just do
Wait,
that.
Wait, you didn't call me for that one?
I'm sorry. Okay, I should have known.
All right.
You could be on the next Judaism part two.
Yeah. Do you ever wilden out on one of those podcasts?
We do not. Sometimes we wild out in that we just have a good time. But yeah. We did a couple of Power Hour episodes where we drink a lot of beer. And then I've done some super high conspiracy theory ones or alien ones, which
nice.
I sort of just, I have these conversations anyway. I was like, I might as well just record them and see if I can sell ads.
Sure.
But don't let me oversell it.
And definitely buy ads on
Right,
Day.
Yeah.
I
was going to say, this has been such a pleasure.
I had a blast. I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me.
And you can follow him on @John Gabris.
@John Gabris on Twitter.
@John Gabris.
Yeah. Someone has @Gabris. And they haven't posted in like 5 years.
We're coming for you, @Gabris.
I'm coming for you, Gabriel Gabretti, or whatever the fuck your name was. Gabris is complicated to search because it means group of like young Punjabi Aberdeen. Men.
Punjabi?
Oh.
Yes.
From the Punjab region in India.
Yes. Gabru, G-A-B-R-U, is like dude or guy in Punjabi.
Hmm.
So if you search Gabris on Instagram, it's either pictures of me or groups of like young Indian dudes in turbans like getting ready to go out to party.
That feels right.
It does.
I feel great. At home.
Yeah, yes. That feels like a nice.
I kind of feel like your profile pic is missing out.
Yes, I should just get
That's
like,
a missed opportunity
I
right
should
there.
Be with a group of Gabru. Yes,
exactly.
Can I end on one more old-timey?
You sure can.
Yes.
And you tell me if you heard this. Again, I'm bringing up my husband because he threw it at me. I was peeing. He didn't know I was home.
Okay.
He walked in and walked past me. The door was open in the bathroom. I thought I was alone. And I was like, oh, he doesn't even know I'm here. And then I was like, oh, my God, what if I heard him on the phone? Like, hey, baby, talking. Like, what if that moment happened?
Right.
And like, you know, what a night, you know. So I had that thought. I went out and I told him, like, I was in there and I had this thought, like, mad at him. And he was like, I'm watching a Japanese cartoon. He's like, and you think that I'm going to be on the phone with some biddy?
Biddy. Wow.
And I was like, biddy. Like, I have not. Like,
I feel like I still use that.
Really?
Where is your husband from?
I mean, he's from Brooklyn.
Okay. Okay.
He's from Hong Kong, and then he's from Brooklyn.
Oh, that's awesome.
Three for a loop.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a good one, right?
Biddy is
Biddy's
great.
Good.
That's one fine-ass Biddy.
Yes!
I say Biddy and I say baddie.
I love baddie when you say, like, that baddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as in that chick is bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
And even inanimate objects can be baddies. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let me get at that baddie.
Yeah.
Baddie's a little confusing for some stoner communities because a baddie is that little like one hit, like the one hitter that looks
That's
like a cigarette,
baddie.
Like a bat or a baddie. Yeah.
I've only called it a one hitter, but I like
Yes.
The,
yeah. Or
like
a dugout baddie. Is another word.
Maybe that's where I got it from.
Baddie. I like that. Also rhymes with your
Addie. Addie the baddie. But also like Tiffany's a baddie.
She's bad. Yeah.
She's a biddy and a baddie.
Yeah. She's a bad biddy. Yeah.
Hey, we did it.
All
guys.
Right. Thanks again.
I had a blast.
Well,
good times.
Oof. I mean, what a man.
Hey, guys. Shout out to TiddlyWinks239 on iTunes. You're so sweet. He wrote in a customer review If you haven't made one, it's time.
On iTunes,
I'm saying
that is.
Him, but I don't know if it's a him. Tiddlywinks said 239. Freaking love this podcast. I want to have its babies.
And I wish you could.
Yeah, that's real nice. We like that.
And this is something that John Gabris does on his podcast, High and Mighty. And I'm just going to throw it out there. If you go on and you leave us a comment on iTunes and you give us 5 stars, we will read it on our next podcast.
Oh, he does that?
Yeah.
But yeah, let's
steal. This is in honor of John Gabris. We're doing it.
We're stealing from the best.
So 5 stars, give us a review. He does it like he's like, roast me and I'll read it. If you feel like roasting us, make it real nice because we're sensitive souls.
Actually, we're not going to be able to take the roast.
We'll read it. I'm saying
we'll read it, but we're not going to be happy breathe. About it. I can't breathe.
So try to be nice.
Yeah.
We're delicate ladies.
Instead of roast.
Our bosoms heave.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want sweat on my brow. Like, no. Don't, please, only be nice. But roast within that, within those parameters.
Amen.
I like don't want to go.
I know.
It's so much fun today.
This is a good one. I'm Riz. Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
And we are OMFG at OMFG Pod. Bye.
Bye. Now
here it is. Hey everyone, this is Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang. I want to tell you that Now Hear This is a brand new podcast festival that's happening this fall. Get ready for a weekend of live performances and opportunities to meet your favorite podcasters.
Hello, people of Earth!
Now Hear This will feature podcasting titans like me, Scott Aukerman, doing Comedy Bang Bang Live in addition to How Did This Get Made, WTF with Marc Maron, with special guest Lauren Lapkus, Brilliant Idiots, and more being announced all the time, including plenty more Earwolf and non-Earwolf favorites.
Lock the gate!
It's all happening in Anaheim, California, October 28th through the 30th. You'll get Halloween off, don't worry. Buy your tickets now and get all the details at NowHearThisFest.com.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.